This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
The list of the most popular baby names of 2025 has been released, and it kind of looks exactly the same. I thought that there would be like some movement there.
Like, the parents should be getting more creative, but we're just not.
Well, not so much as getting more creative. Like, I think it's nice that we've moved further away from like Apple, and you remember that time you know what I'm saying? Which, no shade, no tea, but I feel like there was a period where people were just naming their kids like just the most random names ever.
You got too creative for a while, yeah.
But I just feel like I would expect us to like just bring some like oldies but goodies back. You know what I mean? So it's the site is called Baby Center. It's a parenting site, and they've been reporting the top baby names since 2004. And they pull their data from more than 350,000 babies born in 2025 from parents who like register their babies in their app. So we'll start with the girls first.
Can I just guess?
We'll just do the top three for girls and boys.
If the name Olivia is on there, I'm gonna literally scream, because I feel like that name has been on the top of this list, or because we've obviously
for
like
500 years.
For 500 years.
And she's still there.
Is it Olivia?
Olivia has gone nowhere.
Is it number one?
Olivia is number one and has been number one forever.
Why are you guys still naming your babies Olivia?
Classic.
And like, don't get me wrong.
It is a classic.
It's a great name, but it's really weird how that name is not evolving, because like it's literally been Olivia.
It's been number one for 500 years.
Like, listen, if you named your baby Olivia, will you please text us and tell us why? Like, what is it about the name Olivia?
It's got to be, I'm sure there's meaning. I'm like, sure there's a connection.
That's what I'm saying. Is it because you think it's cool because everybody else is naming their baby Olivia? I cannot believe that's still the number one baby name right now. Like, y'all got to get more creative.
It's chic, but it's classic.
No, it's fine. But
and
it's,
you know,
like,
what? Liv is a good nickname. I'm not going to lie.
It is,
I love being Olive. Olive.
Just so many Olivias out there. What
else
what else is on the girl list?
So in third place is Sophia. Uh-huh. Second place is Amelia. And number one is Olivia.
I don't think I've ever heard of a baby named Amelia. Do you know a baby Amelia? I don't think I know one.
I know an Amalia, but I don't know an Amelia.
Yeah, I don't think I know. Do you know one, Charlotte? I don't think I know an Amelia.
I know a, like, my age-ish Amelia.
I don't think I know one. Interesting.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Boy names. Let me see if I can guess a boy name.
Who do you think's number one?
Oh, I feel like it's always the same name.
It is the same.
I know. When the second you say it, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, it's definitely that.
What is it?
Will?
No.
Like, I know. Will isn't even top 10.
No,
really?
It's always the same name every year. What is going to tell it to me?
It's Noah.
Noah
and Olivia have been number one for 500 years.
Literally.
Y'all, every time this list comes out, they're still number one. They have not moved. And I wonder, I mean, period, pop off. You know what I mean?
But is it though?
I'm kind of shocked.
Is it pop off or is it like pop on to something else?
you know what I mean? I would think that some names would have come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want Ron. Harry, Hermione.
Come on. You just named Harry Potter. You can't just name Harry Potter.
But they didn't make the top 10, and I wouldn't be mad if they made a comeback either. So in the top three, Oliver is number three, Liam number two. I feel like Liam was number one for a minute too. Mm-hmm. And then Noah is obviously in first place.
Okay.
Do you think? Oh,
no, go ahead.
Do you think like Liam got more popular because of One Direction fangirls being old enough to have kids.
Why would you bring it down right now?
Yeah.
That's
not bringing it down. I think that's actually very true. And yeah. I think that's something we've never talked about when we've had this conversation of like who, like which generation is having kids.
Right.
And like, I mean, that totally makes sense. And I feel like you're right. Like I definitely.
Is Harry, I could see that.
All these like boy band people coming up, their crushes.
Or just pop culture in general. Yeah. I just named off the Harry Potter cast.
I know. That's what I'm kind of. All of Jess's kids are going to be named after Harry Potter characters for
One,
sure.
One, two, and three.
So, no, because Bella actually got so popular. Like
Twilight.
That's
of
true.
Course.
Yeah, that was a big one. Do this. If you named your kid either Olivia or Noah, can you tell us why you chose that name? Like, I'm just curious of why that name. If it's just the answer is because it's cute, that's fine. But like, it's been number one forever. So like, why is that name? Like, why were like, yes, that's it. Like, that has to be the one. Because it's not like it's a grandma's name. It's not like it's got some tradition. So what was the number one text response of why?
Okay, I was not expecting this, but not one, not two, but three people said they named their kid Olivia because of Olivia Newton-John from Greece.
So random,
so
right?
Cool,
that just seems so out of touch to like today's. Like if this was like 1975, maybe.
But I mean, if that was a movie that you were watching when you were growing up, no matter like what age you were, like I don't know.
I don't know that these Olivias are like babies. Like their kid Olivias might be, you know, teens,
right?
Adults
but we're talking. It's a 2025 most popular baby name. That's what I'm just wondering. Carolyn and Arnold, good morning.
Good morning.
So wait, you wanted to name your baby this, or you're going to?
I wanted to.
And so why did you, why were you
Olivia?
Like, listen, why, Olivia, you wanted to go Olivia.
Yes.
And why did you want
to
go Olivia?
I started watching Law & Order SVU when it aired in 1999.
Okay. Yeah.
And I have been obsessed with Olivia Benson. She is my hero. Okay.
As you should.
Strongest woman ever.
Yes.
Okay.
And I wanted to, and her dad said no.
Why?
Oh, what?
No, wait, no. Oh, I love that.
I think because it's such a common name.
We went with
Cora.
Oh,
we went with
pretty.
Cora, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, no, that is beautiful. But dang it. Come on, Olivia Benson. That's iconic.
Is there any part of you that wishes you would have gone Olivia now in hindsight, though?
100%.
Yeah, never. We're never not cheering on Olivia Benson.
Like, you look at Cora, you're like, I mean, it's cool, but like, dang it, I really kind of wish.
Yeah,
that's
funny. It's a little less common,
but I guess. But it's a celebrity thing. We're getting a lot of, it's a celebrity references is why people are going Olivia.
I mean, it makes sense. If that was something that like you cherish or like you love in your life, I think that totally makes sense.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.